Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Thelma Francis, a clinical psychologist, spiritual counselor, minister, and educator about her holistic healing retreats. Our guest today is a native of the island of Jamaica. She is a graduate of State University of New York and Bowie State University. She earned her PhD at the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology and her Doctor of Psychology degree at California Southern University. Today, she is the owner and CEO of the Universal Center for Wholeness and Empowered Living People Solutions Incorporated. They provide psychological and spiritual counseling, workshops, seminars, retreats, programs to counsel, educate, re-energize, and rejuvenate the mind, body, and spirit to change behaviors and to heal and revitalize relationships. We're so very honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class business professionals, Dr. Thelma Francis. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. It's
How
an
are you
honor
today?
To be here. I'm
All
fine,
right.
thank you. Just
well,
great.
Well, right. Well, Dr. Francis, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell our listeners, what is the purpose of your holistic healing retreats?
The purpose of our holistic retreats are to provide educational, psychological, and spiritual strategies and counseling to help people to gain personal insights into their behaviors and that are motivated by false perceptions, weaknesses, uncertainties, preferences, and attitudes that don't serve them well.
Okay. Now, who should consider attending one of your retreats?
Anyone who feels that they need insights into themselves, self-awareness, personal growth. We all can use these retreats at certain times in our lives.
Okay. Well, how often does your organization host these retreats?
We host these retreats 3 to 4 times a year. And there's an upcoming one on April 6th. Of this year.
You mean May 6th?
We encourage people to call us and participate for a dynamic, educational, spiritual, self-fulfilling day of all the goodies that we have to offer.
Okay, what's the date on that again, just for clarity?
May 6th.
Okay. And where is it going to be located?
It will be located in Lawrenceville at El Jamaa Inam, and people can call for details.
All right. Now, you offer a variety of retreats to choose from. Let's begin with your emotional wellness retreats. Would you please be so kind and tell us what a person could expect from a retreat like this?
Well, emotional wellness retreat is basically helping people to define how they view themselves oftentimes people are not really in touch with their emotions because as I listen to people, my patients and the people I work with, they will tell you, you know, I feel this or I feel that you do this or whatever, but feelings are personal. Feelings are your emotions. You can't feel what another person is thinking. Your feelings are your own. So in helping people to understand their emotions and what caused them to exhibit certain behaviors in their relationships, in their lives, at work, is to understand self. It's to understand how you think and what you are feeling and how you're behaving as a result of what you feel.
Mm-hmm. So as we're spiritual beings, your spiritual wellness retreats are sure to put participants in the right frame of mind. Can you elaborate more on why a spiritual retreat would be so beneficial to anyone today?
Well, the spiritual wellness retreat helps people to understand the power of thought and the power of the spoken word. It helps you to identify your own self-power, your own self-mastery. It helps you also to get in touch with those emotions or things that may be confusing to you and help you creatively to work through those feelings in order to help you to be a better person or to help you to perform better in your relationships with others.
So, Dr. Francis, what is the number one thing, in your opinion, that stops people or inhibits people from becoming better people?
That's a good question. What would stop or inhibit people from becoming better? Themselves. Because, you know, we are, what I teach in my work is that we are all first spiritual being in a physical reality. And if we can get in touch or learn how to get in touch with that spiritual part of who we are, which is the bigger part of who we are, then we will learn how to be more mindful of ourselves or our behaviors, more aware of others and how others react to you or what you're doing or what you're saying, and to find true healing in not only in your relationships, but in your everything that you do in your everyday life experience.
Well, tell our listeners, what's the difference between religious or being religious and being spiritual?
Okay. Being religious is more about dogma. You go to a church and every church has its own beliefs or rituals that they perform. So they instill in you their dogmas. And Karl Marx said, religion is the opiate of the masses. So it's like we get entranced with certain ways of being and having others tell us how we need to behave and what we need to do and how we need to worship God and what is wrong and what is not right. And instead of focusing on your individual connection with the spiritual truth of who you are by getting in touch with the spiritual part of your being. Now, when you do that, it is you are more open to universal truths. You are not open to dogma. You are not open to prejudices, because in truth and in fact, most religions have their way of ostracizing some people. You know, the Bible that I read talks about love, but other people find places in the Bible where they can condemn and ostracize people for the way they're living and how they are. And who are we to tell anyone else how to live? We want to focus our attention on the love of God, the love of the universe, the nature, what it provides for us, and the rich embodiment of our universal truths can make us kinder, healthier, better, and more loving people. We can eliminate prejudices and accept people as they come. And that, now, to me, is what I teach, the difference between religion and spirituality.
And just for the people out there who may be new to this, tell them what your definition for dogma is.
Dogma is a set of beliefs that religious sects have or impose on you when you join their community. That's what it is. It's telling you.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's telling you what you should wear, how you should live, what you should do, what you should eat, how you can stand, how you can pray. You know, all of those things are really unnecessary. We want to live in our communities from a state of integrity. And in most cases, as I observe the communities, the religious communities, it's do what I say, don't do what I do. So people talk usually, or ministers talk from both sides of their mouth and say, I can do this and I can do that, but you can't do it because you're a part of my community. And I don't think personally that anyone has the right to tell other people what they can or should do. We all have to live in a state of awareness of who we are as individuals and look to our own truths that help us to do the right thing, what is right for us in our society as we deal with other people. So how you treat yourself is how you will treat others.
Well, speaking of treating yourself, who couldn't use a spa retreat? Is this your most popular retreat? And how many massages are included in the spa experience?
There are about six or seven. We have a nurturing massage. We have the energy work or body wrap massage, the deep tissue massage, shiatsu massage, soul-enhancing facials, and the Reiki spa retreats. We also have the walking meditation or connecting with the silence and unfolding self, finding your truth, for finding your life purpose. And we also have the emotional and spiritual clearing. Those are what we cover in our spa retreats.
Well, you also have a couples retreat that helps couples shift their relationship back into gear and can help renew and revitalize a relationship. Tell us a little bit more about why couples need to sometimes get away from it all and put more focus on understanding each other and themselves?
Well, focus, couples can utilize or couples retreat when they get into a state of funk. You know, oftentimes people are not, you know, when the relationships get stale and things are not working, or people can get overwhelmed with the vicissitudes of their lives as they go about their daily activities, and they can stray. They stray from one another. So these couples retreats are basically personalized modules that help people to reconnect and to realize the love that they have for one another. But again, most of all, and one of the primary things that I find in my practice is that couples stray from one another because of disrespect, no self-respect, no respect for others. And one of the things I usually say to them is that if you respect your partner, you wouldn't do what you did, or you wouldn't think that way, or you wouldn't behave that way. So it's reinforcing just moral standards of what we can expect from each other. If you behave in a certain way and you treat yourself in a certain way, that with integrity and with a good sense of who you are, then your motivations and intentions of how you relate to others, whether your spouse or partner or loved one or family member, is very paramount in relationships. And so that is what I help people to regain: their sense of self-respect, integrity, and that will spill over into reconnecting in appropriate ways in their relationships.
All right. Well, you also offer a past life regression retreat. What's the overall goal of this particular retreat?
Well, the past life regression retreat is basically for people who might be in conflict in some way with themselves. They may have issues, life issues, or relational problems from the past that they may not quite understand what's going on. They feel at odds with their lives. They feel at odds with themselves or their partner. And sometimes people tend to attract certain types of people in their lives that may be abusive in their relationships. And so while they would leave one partner, they jump right into another relationship with someone else who would demonstrate the same behaviors, of whether it may be mental, physical, emotional, psychological abuses that they can't seem to get rid of. And so oftentimes, what the regression does is to help people to maybe go back to a past life experience that is directly connected to this life, that in order to complete the unfinished business and to understand why they may find themselves doing the same things over and over and not getting different results. So basically, these expressions of going back into a past life can help people to find the peace and the resolve that they need. And I'm going to share a story with you of a young girl who came to me at one time. She was about 14 years old. And her parents brought her in for counseling because they couldn't understand that suddenly, she was having these night terrors. She would get up in the middle of the night and she would start screaming her head off and, you know, out of her sleep. And they didn't understand why. This young lady was an A student. She was a cheerleader. She was president of her student body. She was she got good grades, and she was an excellent student. So they couldn't understand why she was suddenly behaving the way that she was behaving. So in my explorations with her, I then decided to do a regression with her. And this young lady immediately went back into a past life experience where she found herself waking up where everything was black. Apparently there was a thunderstorm or whatever that created a fire at night, and the place was filled with smoke, and she actually died in the fire. And so the regression that came up, that's what the experience that why she had these night terrors, that she got up in the middle of the night coughing and screaming and behaving the way she was behaving in this life. So it was the following week after we had that session, the young lady brought all of her family members, generationally, grandmother, grandfather, her mom, her dad, her sisters, cousins, brothers. The place was filled with about 20 people. They wanted to know, what did I do to their daughter? Why she's not having these terrors anymore? And I just simply said, I really didn't do anything to her. I just did a regression with her. And she immediately stopped those behaviors. By the next day after the regression, that night after the regression, she didn't wake up. She slept soundly, and she, for the rest of the week, she slept soundly. And that's why the following week, when they had their session, she came in and they all wanted to know, what did I do? So I said, I didn't do anything magical. I just did a regression with her, which helped her to resolve that terrifying experience that she had in her previous life, and is resolving the problem that she's having in this life. And so that's right. It.
Well, we only have about 5 minutes left, so let's talk a little bit about anger, because anger seems to be a huge problem in our society today. So how can your Redefining Anger Retreat help with these issues?
Well, the Redefining Anger Retreats help us to connect basically with our emotions again, but these emotions are based on fear and sadness and hurt and pain that makes one angry and frustrated. And we provide non judgmental environment, a safe and non-judgmental environment for people to work through their anger and to understand basically the body, the mind, and the spirit connection that that deals with being angry and how you become physiologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So we offer those type of solutions because in terms of how to help people get in touch with their emotions and defining it before we can redefine it. Oftentimes, people are not in touch with their emotions. So, as I said earlier, oftentimes people will say, I feel something, when it's not what they feel, it's what they think. Because a lot of people confuse feelings with emotion, feelings with what they think. And thinking is different from our emotions. And while they can be connected, because it's how we interpret what we experience and the thoughts that we have about those experiences that creates how we behave eventually. So it's experience, it's the thought, and then how we interpret the thought that creates the feeling. And it's the feelings that are demonstrated in the behaviors that we exhibit in our lives.
Well, Dr. Francis, in the limited time we have left, please tell us a little bit more about your meditation retreat and why meditation is so vitally important to our health. You have about 1 minute.
Okay, meditation retreat is really about going within. Going within, quieting the mind, quieting your spirit, quieting your soul, removing all the encumbrances, and that's why we can close our eyes most of the time in meditation, so you can focus on the inner core of who you are. So when you go into meditation, that will help you to connect with your true spiritual self and will help you to connect with the God mind, the universal mind, and when you can do that, then you will see things more clearly.
All right. Well, Dr. Francis, finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Our listeners can call me at 678-691-3474. They can also go online to ucwellretreats.com. That's ucwellretreats.com. And can find me from that.
All right. Dr. Thelma Francis, clinical psychologist, spiritual counselor, minister, and educator, and the owner and CEO of the Universal Center for Wholeness and Empowered Living People Solutions Incorporated. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Love. It's an honor to be here today.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station which shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at PYNTK. If you'd like me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another magnificent job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.